I've written a lot of poems about how hard it is to be a man, and about gender confusion and a lot of poems which I think judge men quite harshly. And hopefully one evolves a little bit, you know, and sort of moves from a perspective of ultimate justice must be administered yesterday to perhaps a little mercy is in order. And so this is a poem which is kind of a science fiction poem almost. It envisions a future day when all the men in the country fuck up their relationships at the same time. They're all thrown out of the house, and they all really realize they don't want to be out of the house. They want to be back in the house with the women that they love. And so they're making their case, and they're begging for mercy. It sort of envisions this landscape full of itinerant men who are waiting for Ethel or Nikki to let them back in again. And the poem is called "And the Men." And the men want back in. All the Ducks and the Michaels, the Darnells, the Erics and Jose's. They're standing by the off-ramp of the interstate, holding up cardboard signs that say, "We'll work for relationship." Their love mobiles are dented and rusty. Their shaggin' wagons are up on cinder blocks. They're reading self-help books and practicing abstinence, taking out personal ads that say, "Good listener, would like to meet lesbian ladies for purposes of friendship only." In short, they've changed their minds, the men. They want another shot at the collaborative enterprise. They want to do 50-50 housework and child care. They want commitment renewal weekends and couples therapy. Because being a man was finally just too sad. In spite of the perks, the lifetime membership benefits, and it got old, telling the joke about the hooker and the priest at the company barbecue, punching the shoulders of a bud in a little overflow of homosocial bonhomie. Now, they're ready to talk, really talk about their feelings. In fact, they're ready to make you sick with revelations of their vulnerability. A pool of testosterone is spreading from around their feet. It's draining out of them like radiator fluid, like history, like an experiment that failed. And here they come, on their hands and their knees, the men, here they come. They're really beaten. No tricks this time. No fine print. Please, they're begging you. Look out.